Live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Rolling forward on a Buck Off Thursday. We've been at it since 6 a.m., patting folks on the back and then delivering the swift kick to the hindquarters. That's the Buck Off. Who has earned them? We've had plenty. Washington football team for pouring raw sewage on their fans at a game on Sunday. Hopefully they fixed that for tonight's game with the New York Giants. They had a pipe leak, apparently, in week one, Buck. Also, the New York Giants apparently did not clean out their concession stand when they were off last year. Maggots in the ketchup was a problem for the New York football Giants.
Just gave me the chills.
That's your game tonight, Giants at Washington. One of them will be 0-2.
That tells you something when you're shivering more for the maggots than you are the crap that's falling down on your head.
Just pouring out
from the stands. Hey, folks, don't forget tomorrow, myself and E. Hogan over at Jaguar Land Rover, 11:30. We're having a little lunch, talking a little Texas football over
Heck
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, on 5th Street, 1515 5th Street. And I want to thank the folks over there, of course, as I always do, Damon Spears and his great staff at Jaguar Land Rover. The lunch is absolutely free. Smokey Mo's will have the barbecue there for you. We'd like to start around 11:30, go for about 45 minutes or so, and then get you out of there. Parking will be free. They'll have your valet right there to grab your car if you want to come right in, so you don't have to start looking for places to park right
there. Oh, really?
Yeah, you just pull right in.
Do that for me, too?
Not for you. You park on the street. but please come over there and see the great folks over there. You know, Discovery Sports, they're all there for you. But that is tomorrow. Every home game, different guests, and E's going to be with me. And we'll probably talk a little Rice, but I guarantee you we'll be talking about the quarterback deal here. So please join me. That's tomorrow at 11:30 on 5th Street, Jaguar Land Rover, Austin.
It's right there down by Don's Depot. You ever go to Don's Depot?
I used to back in the
cool
day,
spot,
I think.
Man.
I think
it's still there, too.
If I can remember, which is hard to do, I think when I was juicing it, I was in Don's Depot a few times.
Yeah, Don, he's
El
in there playing the
right
piano,
there, too,
usually.
Right?
Yeah.
Right across the street from
El Arroyo's there.
Yeah.
Mean Eye Cat's across the street.
Yes.
But yeah, Don's Depot.
Third base used to be there. That's no longer there, I don't believe.
I don't know if that's
still going.
Yeah, but you know, Don's Depot is only open. They only survived the pandemic because they're like a group of just average people. They set up a GoFundMe, essentially.
That's how they kept it going. That's right.
And to keep them afloat, like the donations to pay rent. And because when the pandemic came back, they still wanted their Don's Depot to be there.
I'll be.
Yeah, and it's still going strong. They're right there on 5th Street, not far from Jaguar Land Rover of Austin. That's where we'll be tomorrow, 11:30
yes.
to 12:30. Hey, Buck, how about some positivity? Can we hear from John Gruden? John Gruden? Actually, this is Frank Caliendo doing John Gruden. Frank Caliendo went to the Twitters and did his John Gruden after the Raiders won in overtime, beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and it sounded like this.
Let's see what we have here. Season opener against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Win at Steelers. We're going to show Big Ben what time it is. Win. Dolph, win. Los Angeles Chargers, man. It's going to be electric. Win. 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 Bye. Win. Kansas City. Loss. For them, man. Win. Win. Win, 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 win. 17-0. One better than last year.
Don't forget who your quarterback is. Don't get too hyped up.
Oh, that was funny. That's Frank Caliendo going through the schedule with John Gruden. Frank can. Now, apparently you have does Frank Caliendo do a Nick Saban? Is that what you're saying?
No, there's this guy named Joey Maldonado.
Hey,
Joey.
He does a Nick Saban impression, and here's how that went.
Well, I guess my first question would be, why is everybody in a joking mood? We've only played two good quarters of football through two games. We come out last week at home against Mercer, and we go 3-and-out on our first drive, and then everybody comes in here and is a comedian this week laughing about Coach, these nuts, suck on these. The only thing that you're going to be sucking on is wind after I run your ass like crazy this week, all right? Now we go to Florida, and they're going to drop, you want to talk about nuts? They're going to drop their nuts right on your head if you don't get your head out of your ass and get ready to prepare this week, all right?
Great.
And
right on your head.
And one final video that is funny is this one, because this is what Longhorn fans I think wanted. This is from TikTok, the always fun TikTok buck. This is a coach after a rough game, and this is what Longhorn fans were hoping to hear from Steve Sarkisian, I think, on Monday at the Monday presser.
Coach, is there anything you want to change?
I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell that. Everybody's like, football is a team game, okay? It's not a team game, okay? I did my part, all right? I put in a great game plan. I mean, these players, they're horrible. My players are no good. I mean, everybody's like, no excuses. I got 22 excuses, 11 on my offense and 11 on my defense. Our offensive coordinator is terrible. He gets half of his plays off of Madden, rookie mode. I mean, the guy is no good. In our offensive line, it's like Obama's immigration policy. Let everybody through. Do we have a chance next week? No, we don't. We're 0-8. We're not good at football. I got 3 white receivers. Our red zone defense is like Oprah. Like, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. Our quarterback, look at the playbook. We put in plays for Peyton Manning. He plays like Cooper Manning. I mean, the guy's just not good at football. No credit to the other team, okay? The other team is awful. We tried to recruit bigger, better players to come play for us, but they went to good schools. I put in the game plan. These kids can't execute. Third down, terrible. I know we need better players. I get it. We can't win with the product we got in the field here. Like, I'm...
Coach, is there anything you want?
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. So there's some hijinks and fun on a Thursday to get you into the football weekend.
Wow, one for you and one for you.
Oprah. It's like Oprah on defense.
Wow.
I used to love that when Oprah would do her her big show every year, the giveaway show.
Is Ellen gone now? After you guys got all, after she laid
Turns
down the
Ellen
law to the people.
Turns out Ellen was quite the tyrant.
No, she laid down the law to people. All you softies out there, you want her to be all nice and sweet, and she just laid down the law. You work for her staff, it's hard work to work for Ellen. Winning is hard. She
you
was winning.
You want to replace Oprah and be the top show in the afternoon, daytime?
Winning is hard.
She was a bit of a nasty person, apparently.
Okay.
That's okay. But not a nasty
boss.
That's
right. That's right. It was nasty over the 40 acres this week, yeah. I hope.
Well, that's a fair question.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, as we say, Steve Sarkisian was pretty kid gloves on Monday as far as
that's what he tells us. Remember, that's what he tells the media.
And that's where, what did this look like behind the scenes? And look, this is an important time. Like, how do you lay down the law, but, you know, take responsibility for your part of it? Like, the game plan might have been what it needed to be. Did we prepare our team enough? You know, trust your training kind of thing. Like all that has to come to a head here. But yes, this is Steve Sarkisian's first look at a real, you know, some real adversity, and you know, the honeymoon is over, as they say. And but how does this team look coming out? Does this team come out looking sharp? Does this team come out looking polished, like they're ready for Big 12 play? Because again, people, and you've said it a million times this week, there's, you know, people, well, what if they were in the SEC already? Well, they're not. They're in the Big 12. So it's about preparing this team for Big 12 play. There's not a big physical downhill team like Arkansas that you're going to play this year. The most physical team you'll play in the Big 12 is Oklahoma. And they're the number three team in the country. Other than that, TCU, I mean, look at the Big 12, Buck. I mean, is it wrong to suggest that if you eliminate Oklahoma because they're the favorites and top five, and then you eliminate Kansas at the bottom, the other eight teams are pretty, there's not a lot of variance there.
No.
Now, I think there's some that are better than others, and Texas wants to be in that conversation, but what is the difference between Baylor and West Virginia, and then Texas and TCU, right? How much difference is there?
No, it's the style of what they – everybody wants to talk about how physical they are. No, we have a really physical defensive line and offensive line. But when they start playing, you look at it and you go, not really. That ball is spread all over the place, and they throw it all over the place. They spread it out to run. You know, it's nice. But it's not like, hey, see these two tight ends I got right here on the line? Guess what we're about to do? We're about to run.
Yeah, and look, Arkansas is Arkansas. And that's what their style of play is going to be. It's year two for Sam Pittman, and they impose their will on Texas. That's hopefully it's a learning experience. And hopefully that was a really bad night with with a team that got a little bit rattled and their quarterback didn't handle it well.
But I think more than anything, that. And I think more than anything, most fans are surprised not just by the play of the players, but by Sark, who knows Arkansas.
Oh yeah.
That's
where I keep saying I think he overevaluated what he had. I think and that's on him, right? I think he thought he could run in. He knows Arkansas. He knows yes. Barry Odom. He saw him last year.
Right.
And this was the game plan he installed to beat them.
Yes.
Which means he thought his offensive line would hold up against the three-man front. He thought his offensive line would be able to physically handle Arkansas, and he's now learned they couldn't.
No.
They could not.
And now what do you do? Because now you get ready to come into your Big 12, and you understand that your guys, what is it that you can be successful doing besides getting it to number five? More than even 19 times in different ways.
We mentioned this morning in the headlines, Jared Wiley's back on the field at tight end. Can you get some tight end play involved with a big 6'7" athletic tight end?
Dude, you and I have been waiting for I don't know how many years about this tight end position.
Well,
I know. What are they going to do with it? What is it?
I did see Jared Wiley make a lot of big catches last year big plays down the field for Texas. And then he'd get one catch a game. Like he'd be, 26 yard player.
Sort of like the wide receivers, by the way.
Well, let's keep that going.
Yes.
Let's get that involved here.
Yes,
let's control
right.
the seam here with a big 6'7" athletic tight end. Let's get two backs on the field sometimes. If Bijan and Keelan Robinson or Roshan in, let's get some creativity going. This is the all gas, no break side of...
Well, if I have to play Bijan, I don't want to, but if I got to play him in the slot where he looked in the first game, I'd get him in a slot and throw it to him.
Yeah. Look, and that's the one thing I'll say about Texas in that game is the shell-shocked look. And then I think Steve Sarkisian was shell-shocked a little bit and surprised just how bad it was going. And if you can't even get first downs and generate the next set of three, you never really get in a rhythm. And you never really get to go very deep into your playbook, right? You're trying to to get that first down. And then on every seemingly second or first down, they'd have a negative play. It'd be like, all right, well, we're just crawling uphill here. So I don't know how deep he was able to get into that game plan in that game when you have nine drives and seven of them are three and outs and one of them's a missed field goal, one of them's a short field touchdown. That's all you had until the game was out of hand. They've got to fix that.
I just think it's very interesting from a head coach who, during the course of the week, talked about the SEC and what they will do to your ass. And then you played them on Saturday and your game plan, if you know that and you've played against this guy, He underestimated his group.
That's what
when it
I
came
believe.
To physicality,
or overrated his group.
Overrated, yeah. He overrated his group when it came to physicality, and I think the same is for Coach PK. They kind of that's right.
Now they know. Not, how do they coach it?
Now
from
they
here?
Know. What do they do from here, folks?
But,
that's the deal.
You're going to play a Rice team that you're going to be physically stronger than and better than.
Yep.
Then
and that's all right to know that. That's good. Still go in there and be physical.
Then you're going to play Texas Tech
and get after them too.
And Texas Tech. Beat Houston in week one. They were down and really rallied to win that game down in Houston. They beat Stephen F. Austin by 6 points last week. And
yeah,
they
you should lay it on them also, I believe.
They're going to play Florida International this weekend. FIU.
That's fine.
Texas State just beat FIU down in Miami. They're going to be playing at Jones Stadium.
We know what week
Lubbock.
It is. We know, again, from this point on, what week will really, really – I mean, for them, growth every week is important. But as fans, I think we all know we're the next
Yeah, that next road trip to Fort Worth in 3 weeks.
Please don't tell me that's an 11 o'clocker.
That hasn't been announced yet.
Okay, good.
Not that I've seen. That kick time has not been. Yeah, well, I mean, if you thought Arkansas was rowdy and fired up to play you because they hate Texas, TCU, based on the circumstances of this summer, their last chance maybe to get a hold of Texas, that's going to be an interesting football game.
And I know what their coach will be preaching.
And by the way, I'm not just dismissing Texas Tech because I think Matt Wells is coaching for his job. They do have good players. They've got a bunch of six-year seniors that they brought back. They hit the transfer portal very hard, so they're kind of trying to piece things together on their team. So we got to see them.
Well,
but
I know this.
You can't just show up and beat Texas Tech.
I'm just saying. If you can't beat them, guess what? You're not going to be 9-3.
Well, then there's TCU, who we mixed opinions on them in the preseason. A lot of people like them a lot because Max Duggan is back. They've got good running backs, great backfield, and Gary Patterson was really excited about his defense, but. They have not been ultra impressive. They beat Cal. They're 2-0, but they beat Cal 34-32 in a game in which Zach Evans, the young running back from Katy, had 200 yards rushing, had a long touchdown before the half. But that defense has not been just yet what you've done. They'll get tested this week against SMU.
That's true. That'll be a fun game for them.
Yeah, that's what do they play for, the frying pan or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
SMU against against TCU.
Over the last couple of years, that's been a tough one.
That is Amon.
Or I may be wrong. I'm just saying that. But.
Well, no, they've had a hard time with SMU.
Okay.
Oh, they play for the Skillet.
Skillet.
The Skillet game there at TCU. So that's where TCU will be this week as the Longhorns play Rice. Then, of course, the Longhorns will be in Fort Worth coming up on – actually, TCU's off this week. They're going to play SMU on the 25th, so a week from Saturday. Texas gets this game – gets Rice on October 2nd. So they get this and the bye and then TCU. This game, Texas Tech, bye. And then, yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
You got me. But TCU gets a bye this week ahead of the SMU game and then they'll host Texas.
Yeah, I just
And then,
think,
of course, the game will be on TCU is Oklahoma.
And,
hello.
And I don't care if Rice was up on Arkansas. This learning experience from this week will be, this is bad news for Rice. I really believe that. There'll be parts of the game they may seem like they're in it, but in the long run, this group will get beat by Texas. This quarterback will move the ball all over the place. And then I think the same for Tech. But I think this is where Bijan has two back-to-back monster, just absolute monster games in all phases.
Yeah.
And I don't expect the punter to drop the ball and things like that. And I expect this team to be kind of buttoned up
over the,
next 2 weeks.
You mean the punter who's the kicker, who's dicker?
Yeah, all of that. Yes, yeah. And everybody's giving me the. Why are you so hard on him? Because I watched him. That's that. That was some focus missing, as you said. I can't believe it was an intimidation thing, but there was some focus missing on a bunch of guys. Because by the way, it's not just the coach that was surprised about the strength. I think the players were surprised by Arkansas' strength too, because they saw the film of Rice,
which was not impressive.
Yes,
not impressive at all. And then maybe the false sense of, oh man, we got these guys. Yeah, hello, punch in the face.
Hello, right in the kisser.
Hey, keep playing up high with that bad pad level. We'll shove you all. You guys will be our blocking sled for the day on both sides of the ball. All right, a buddy Jake from SLP Lawn Care. He has texted. He's a TCU grad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, guys, TCU fan base will not fill the stadium like Arkansas did. Well, really?
That's interesting.
I think, Jake would know better. He went to TCU. I got to think they're fired up for this last chance potentially to see Texas at Amon Carter. Whether Texas is there this year or for two more years, this will be the last game in Fort Worth because the next year's game will be here in Austin. So we'll see. Jake does a great job on my lawn, by the way, Jake and his team.
He's fabulous,
man. If you
need
any yard work done and any of that, manicuring the beds and the amazing work, it's Jake and his team. Highly recommend at SLP, Student Loan Payment Lawn Care. I tell you about them all the time, but they're awesome. And that's the game to look forward to. First things first. Rice Owls coming to town. Is the mob coming? Anybody know if the mob's coming? The Marching Owls band?
Don't they get banned from places?
Yeah, they do all kinds of zaniness. Zanies. You know those smart guys, those smart people. They come up with real clever things.
They're probably walking here with like Razorback hats on.
Well, they both lost to the Razorbacks so far. They have that in common.
That's true.
They have that in common. All right, we will come back. And when we do, Barry from BetUS.
Seriously?
Are you ready for some picks, my friend? Are you ready for the locks of the weekend? Barry from our friends at BetUS will be with us. We love BetUS. 1-800-79-BETUS, the phone number, and BetUS.com. We'll talk to Barry next.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man, what a Thursday. The football weekend is here. Friday, as we call it in my house. Friday. Almost Friday, but it's here. We got football tonight. High school, college, and pro. Actually, there's a really good high school game tonight, Buck. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Am I right? Liberty Hill. Liberty Hill playing LBJ.
Oh, good game.
LBJ, highly ranked in their division of Texas high school football. So good high school tonight. We've got a smattering of college games this evening. And, of course, the NFL game, which I'm taking Washington by 10. So go ahead and
find out where Noble Johnson is playing this weekend and go check him out.
Rockwall. And, yeah, Buck on to the Buck over there because he came in after seeing Lake Travis lose to Rockwall last Friday night in high school football, talking about Noble Johnson. Noble Johnson, I clicked on
Junior.
He's a junior?
Yes.
Well, I clicked on horns247.com this morning. That's Jeff Howe and Chip Brown and his team over there. And what's one of the headlines? It was because you came in talking about Noble Johnson and no one's offering. He's not being recruited, and he should be. Yeah, but it says
the Roadrunners were.
Yeah, the Roadrunners were. It says, on the rise, Noble Johnson is the hottest prospect in Texas.
He's unbelievable. I'm not kidding. When I came in and I said to Zay, I said, you know the last wide receiver I saw like that? He played at Lake Travis. And Jay said, whoa down. I said, I'm not kidding. This guy is 6'3". And maybe 6'4", 205. Well,
Garrett Wilson's not that big.
I mean, no, this kid just one hand, two hand, run you over, do all the...
Ran by people.
Yeah. Zay was trying to slow me down, slow my roll after I saw Noble Johnson.
Well, now he's got an offer from Texas and Texas A&M and everybody coming after him after that performance.
You know who else is going to... You know who's going to roll in here looking for Noble Johnson?
Who?
The Buckeyes.
Well, Rockwall, that's where Jackson and Jigba is from, the other Rockwall kid who's part of that... Tremendous receiving core in Columbus with Ohio State. And I got to give you a buck off, too, my friend, because it's Craig Way's birthday today, and happy birthday to Craig.
Yes.
During the break, Zay, Buck says to me, man, I wonder if I can get to that Eric Clapton concert. And I was like, dude, that was last night. That was last night. And then I clicked on the Twitters, and there's Craig Way with the picture from the Eric Clapton concert.
Oh, that sucked. My wife and I, I'm like to my wife, I said, you know, we probably never will see Eric Clapton again play like... I mean, he's an older dude, and he's not going to be traveling around that much.
Well, I mean,
she
Eric
goes,
Clapton,
well, let's go. And I'm like, okay, I'll find out when they're playing.
Well, Eric,
last night.
Eric Clapton kind of spans your lifetime. I mean,
yes.
It's in Cream in the 60s. And yeah, he was there at the Irwin Center last night.
Last night.
So if you want to hear about the concert, Craig Way will have an update coming up at 10 o'clock and celebrating his birthday last night at the Irwin Center.
Amazing.
Hey, can we go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline when we make bets? Bucky and I both go to BetUS.
Absolutely.
BetUS.com, 25 years plus in the industry. And look who's on the line, our friend Barry from BetUS. Barry, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Football season. How are you doing?
Doing good, man.
Doing good, Barry.
How are you off to a hot start over at BetUS? How are the picks going so far?
Picks are going great. I missed the Clapton concert, you know, unfortunately. But, you know, the picks are going great. NFL is just typical every week. You just don't know what's going to happen, you know. The Texans winning. They put Jaguars back in the number 32 spot in the power rankings, where they probably belong. it's been all around great. I mean, like, college is fantastic. They had one of the best opening weeks ever, I think, you know, with Georgia playing Clemson and Ohio State playing Thursday night that first week. So it's off to a rolling start, you know.
Are you hot, Barry, too? Are you on fire right now?
On fire, baby.
Are you?
I'm on fire. Hey, let's talk some Texas Longhorns football. They got humiliated by the Arkansas Razorbacks last Saturday, and now they're coming home to play the Rice Owls. Is this one of those get-well games that, I know the line is nearly four touchdowns, but does feel like a game the Texas Longhorns are going to come out on fire.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Everybody's got a game. Plus, Arkansas, as bad as they are in the SEC, it's the SEC, so it's one game. I noticed that they're going with Casey Thompson for their quarterback now, which I think is a popular choice out there in Texas, huh?
Yeah, Casey.
Yes, it is. Right now it is for sure. For this game coming up against Rice, and then they'll start rolling into to conference play. That'll be interesting, Barry.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be. And for your listeners and stuff at BetUS, still got all the futures and everything up because Texas, you know, they're 40-1 to win the national championship. And I always put a little bit on whatever my favorite teams are. I grew up in Nebraska, so I grew up with Texas kind of getting the best of us for the most part when I was younger.
Well, how about Frosty? What about Frosty?
Scott Frost?
Yeah, what about your guy right now?
Yeah, he is my guy, and this is the year. You know, that opening week loss to Illinois didn't help anything, but he changed the culture a little bit, you know, which I liked, but we haven't seen results. You know, getting rid of all those guys that don't really care and give up in the third or fourth quarter, and, you know, that's nothing worse. Those backdoor covers when you lose.
Hey, Barry, Nebraska plays Oklahoma Saturday. It's anniversary of the 50-year game of the century. Can they keep it inside the number, or is this all Sooners, Boomer Sooner?
Here's the thing about that, and I'm taking the number because I'm a homer, obviously, but still, when they haven't played Oklahoma in 10 years, that's a game that Nebraska will definitely be up for. That's one of the old rivalries that, you know, when I was growing up, that was the biggest game of the year. every year. And that I think when you're talking about emotions that high, I don't like laying points like, you know, that's just too many. And as much as they probably will cover, the smart play is to take the points. And I know that's tough when you see how Nebraska's been playing, but still, I take the points on that.
All right, talk to us about the Dallas Cowboys, the group that we have right here, that first game against Tampa. Now they play the Chargers again, Barry. What are you thinking about this game?
Well, here's the thing. Dallas looked great on offense, obviously, and I think they took their first 6 picks in the draft on D. So that's going to take a little bit of time for that to kind of meld, you know, and kind of get together. So I wouldn't give up on Dallas yet because Dak looks awesome. First game back, my gosh, he had the best performance of anybody for a quarterback the first week. I think, you know, in my opinion, that was incredible. Against the Bucs, I mean, that D, look what they did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And then Dallas just got to work on the D. And, you know, now with Zach Martin back, that's going to help Zeke get off. So if you've got him in fantasy football like I do, one of my teams, do not worry. Zeke will eat.
Feed Zeke.
Hey,
feed
Barry, him. Tell our people why BetUS is the choice each time when you're looking to make some wagers and have some fun with your favorite football.
Wow, there's millions of reasons. So, been around forever, so you don't sweat the payout, you know, when you win. And over 25 years, and for your listeners, too, they're going to get a 125% bonus, I think, you know, for their first deposit. But here's what to do if you don't have crypto figured out, because you're going to get a 200% bonus on your first deposit. And that's a nice little head start, you know, so make it a big one. And we've also got something called the locker room. So our writers are pros. These guys know NFL. I write for it, too. And there's information on every game. There's information on every team. I mean, it's a plethora of just nonstop information for you on college, pro. We got a horse race book, casino. I mean, live betting has gotten huge, too. So on every NFL game and every big college game, that's awesome. I don't know if you guys have ever done live betting. At least I tried that.
Yeah, I'm horrible at that, Barry. That's why I go BetUS, because it's true. You guys help everybody every step of the way. So if you don't know about live betting and you want to do that stuff and you're afraid to do it, you guys are the place to go so that you can learn about it so you don't screw it up, you know?
Right. We've got tutorials on there, too. And also, the customer service people, they're really sharp. I've been with these guys for a long time, and it's worth calling if you need some help. It's worth emailing. It's worth check out the site. I mean, it's awesome. There's so much there. You're just going to go, wow, where do I start? Where do I end? You can be all day on that site, you know, betting, futures.
Horse racing. Horse. The ponies, Barry.
You like the ponies?
I love the ponies. Yes.
Oh, so
pony guy, man.
It's like a toy store. It's like the toy store when you're a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's all there for you. Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. No, I'm just saying it's like a toy store when you're a kid. You just got so much to choose from. Yeah. You're just lost in there. All right, Barry. Well, we'll get our folks there. We appreciate you.
Love you, Barry.
Thanks for the football conversation, but it's 1-800-79-BET-US. That's 800-79-BET-US, and online at betus.com. Use the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N, and you'll get, as he said, the crypto. You'll get up to 200% in bonuses in your first deposit. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Barry.
Max that horn out. Come on now.
Let's go now. Thank you, Barry.
Those are the insights of Barry from BetUS.
That silence is just incredible.
Did he say
he's
a writer there?
I stopped right there, didn't I? I stopped in my tracks when he said the word writing.
You run over there and read that.
Look at the specs text line go now, everybody.
Hey. Well, that's our second visit with Barry in as many years, and we love BetUS. We really do. He's right about the toy store for if you like to make a little wager. It's all there for you.
And they help you out. They hold your hand along the way so you know exactly what you're doing. No, I don't know if Barry was drunk. No, I don't know.
He is out in Vegas.
Somebody's like,
he is out in Vegas.
A drunk like you, Bucks, you know when a drunk is on the line. You should know.
Did he give us any picks?
No, he didn't give us anything. But that's okay.
I think he said lay the points and take Nebraska. No. Take the points in Nebraska.
Yeah, he said because those kind of games, I don't really, what did Barry say? I don't know.
Did he pick the Cowboys?
I don't know.
I think you got Dak on your fantasy team. Start him. Thank you. That's the wisdom we're looking
he
for.
He said something about Casey starting, and
I'll lock in my official picks tomorrow. No, we're moving on.
Can we replay this someday? I mean,
let's turn the page.
No, come on. You're obligation, the guy who said, hey, help me out here.
Obligation completed.
This is a once-a-year deal, right? DeBarry. Yeah, DeBarry. Why don't we
see this box right here? Check.
Why isn't this a segment once a week? DeBarry. We could call it DeBarry.
It would rival the Blitz for its nonsensical ways. Hey, so I'm thinking this. Because we'll make our official picks tomorrow, our big picks of the weekend. You're coming off a rough one. Are you going to give us a gold star lock here this weekend?
But yes, of course.
Here's where I'm thinking. I like Washington tonight. The 3.5 is not enough. I think they win that game. They might score a defensive touchdown or create a couple touchdowns with their defense against Danny Dimes and a Giants team that's not going to have Saquon Barkley potentially and won't have Evan Ingram. And I like the Washington team 27-13, something like those lines. And then, this weekend, I'm like, can I just go ahead and go in on Cincinnati? Because I think they're, the line against Indiana? In the Big Ten, out of the Big Ten?
It's like three or
four. It's just four.
It's just four. It's going. It's moving around.
I got Cincinnati there. They'll win by a touchdown or more.
I'm looking at that as a high-scoring event.
I just have to tell you, on BetUS, I'm already in on, and I hate to say this, but I'm already in on the Chargers. When I got the DeMarcus Lawrence news, I mean, think about the Cowboys playing a good team on the road who beat Washington last week, who now comes home for their home opener. Yes, there'll be more Cowboy fans than Charger fans there, but you're without Lael Collins. Opposite Joey Bosa, you're now down DeMarcus Lawrence and most likely Randy Gregory, your two best defensive linemen, against a really good offense. Spot for Dallas.
Yeah, am I going along with Barry? Nebraska, Oklahoma, that early game in the morning, that's a lot of points, 22 points. I mean, Nebraska has physical enough guys. Well, Roll Tide ought to be in your business.
You think so?
Anybody? Yes.
I need to see this Florida team.
No. You'll see them. You'll see the back of a lot of jerseys. Yes, you'll get to see them.
Early on, and I'm also, I don't know if it's enough points. I think this is where our bet will, or at least our discussion of the week will come in. When you get to the NFL on Sunday, San Francisco in Philadelphia, it's only like a three. I think they're gonna beat Philadelphia pretty good.
It's staying at six. I like that a lot for the Eagles.
The home dog?
The Fighting Eagles, yes.
The home. I know the 49ers coughed up some points late to Detroit when it was garbage time last. But that game, they were up 41-10 or whatever.
You know what it tells me? That the Detroit Lions are going to be in a bunch of games to cover.
They're going to bite off kneecaps.
Yeah, well, they're going to be in there to cover games late. If you think they're going to quit, they're not going to quit with Dan Campbell. They won't do it.
Well, they play the Packers. And yesterday we discussed this and made a new rule that the Detroit Lions should never be on Monday Night Football, ever, which they are this week.
Against the Pack?
Yes.
Well, who knows with that point shaver, Aaron Rodgers, that quarterback, right?
He made it funny this week when he said.
Oh, he did? He got funny?
Yeah, he said he's going to wear knee pads.
Did he?
Because of the bite-off kneecaps.
Is that what he said? He made it funny? That wasn't so funny last week.
It was comical how bad Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were in week one. Okay, so there's some comedy for you. We appreciate Barry. We do recommend BetUS highly. Go check them out. You really will.
And why am I not going ahead and taking the Washington football team tonight and giving you a 10,000 unit play tonight on Thursday
Taylor
night.
Taylor Heineke's their quarterback.
Okay, just for that, that's going to be one of my picks, and it's only a 5,000 unit play out of the three teams. I'm counting it tonight because Zay says Taylor Heineke is a baller. I'm going, Zay.
No, because if he craps the bed tomorrow, you're going to come in blaming me. Zay said
Taylor
Heineke.
Are you saying
Taylor
that I put
Heineke.
The blame on other people? Are you saying I dropped the blame? I'm the blame guy?
Yes, you are that guy.
Okay. By the way, so we've just been pointed out. Do thorough research before you make that pick tonight. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, 4-0 lifetime against the WTF.
That stiff at quarterback? Are you kidding me? I'm taking the Washington football team.
And I think that
5,000 unit play. Get it done today. That means we roll into the weekend.
Didn't that come in large measure against Dwayne Haskins? Whoever was playing quarterback for them last year.
Hey, don't forget, that kid took them in a playoff game.
Heineke. Yeah.
Heineke against Tampa.
Went head-to-head with Tom Brady.
That's right.
And played well. Yeah, I got Washington. I don't care about Daniel Jones' record against Washington.
There you go, E. Join me.
Washington will be dumping sewage on people. Great. We'll be back. B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Yes, we can confirm that Barry from BetUS did say plethora.
Plethora.
I've not heard that before. Is that how he said it? Plethora.
Plethora. Plethora, yes. But it's Vegas, man. That guy is just probably falling out of casino and getting to the lines, man. He's probably better, so much better later in the day.
It's Vegas. No one's good in the morning.
Who cares?
What time is it?
That guy gave you what you needed to know. Whatever it was you needed to know.
That's a good way to put it. He gave you what you needed to know.
Yeah.
Take it for what it's worth.
That's right.
Whatever they're
saying. It's once a year. So we make this a weekly segment.
Which we will not. Hey, tonight, Rangers and Astros will play for the final time in the regular season. Astros are going to win that silver boot. They won last night, so enjoy that. You got that. You got baseball tonight. Final matchup. Astros up 7 games with 17 to play. Got football. I'm taking Washington despite the Daniel Jones
jinx
folks out there.
Nah, me too. 5,000 unit play. I'll give you two others tomorrow. But just remember tonight how I started you out with this. I'm going on Zay's guy.
You
Zay
got him up really big, and now they're broke.
Yeah, Zay's guy is really – he's right. What can you expect when the running back from the New York Giants is going, I'm not playing tonight. I'm not getting in there.
Remember the Giants had like 4 dudes retire during camp because Joe Judge was going so hard? Remember that? They had 4 veterans just say,
right,
out.
Plus their tight end is out.
Including Joe Looney, the former Cowboy. Yeah, their tight end, Evan Ingram, is not going to play. There's thought that he could have played if it wasn't the short week, but this is that dreaded quick turnaround. Plus, it's in Washington, and I watched both teams last week, and yes, they both lost, but Washington looked much more competitive with the L.A. Chargers in a 20-16 game, and actually, Taylor Heineke came in, and they had a chance to win that game, but L.A.'s defense was good, really good, and that's why I'm not optimistic about the Cowboys on Sunday. I do think the Chargers are a more complete team than Dallas right now.
But you think that Dallas can score points? Yes, with anybody.
Yeah, but I think Joey Bosa and Derwin James and those guys will give the Cowboys trouble. But I would advise the Cowboys to try to get the run game going a little bit, see if they can get Zeke Elliott more than 11 carries.
I know, you're right.
Get him involved. But we'll talk about that game tomorrow. The game tonight, I think it's not gonna, I don't think it'll be a thriller like the Thursday night game and the Monday night game that we saw last week. Could be a kind of a grinded out type of game.
That's why I'm telling you folks to put the 5,000 unit play so you have a reason to watch.
Well, I think
because other than that, there's no reason to watch that.
Just a Joe fan, probably not. But if you're a Cowboys fan, you want to see two other teams in your division, you know, what you're walking into. You won't see them until down the road. The first divisional game the Cowboys will have is next week with Philadelphia. And Philadelphia's got a tough one this week with San Francisco, which is a good game. But, realize that in week one, the Giants at home just look terrible. I mean, they're playing a Denver team quarterback by Teddy Bridgewater, and the game was over in the second half.
Telling you, Teddy Bridgewater can get it done. He can get it done.
I mean, and they are getting booed in their own home field. Their offensive line isn't good.
Yep.
Unless they make exponential improvement from Sunday to Thursday, I'm not liking the Giants tonight. But we'll see. It's a football game. They're all professionals. Why they play it on
some
the field,
are more
not
professional than others, though.
Yeah, they just, I mean, they've had problems all camp. Saquon's not healthy. Evan Ingram's now hurt. Their offensive line's a mess. I think their defense will keep in it.
But for a while.
I think it's a 7-10 point Washington victory.
There you go.
Somebody reminded me. I said WTF. It's WFT. Not Washington the football. Washington team football. It's Washington football team.
There you go.
But I kind of like WTF. You like that better, Washington team football?
Just Washington team is good.
Yeah. And insert whatever here. Washington team sewage. Hey, have a great Thursday. Happy birthday to Craig Way. He's coming next with Light the Tower, along with Snoop Daniel and Jeff Howe. Thank you to Isaiah Collier. Shirts and Skins through the midday with the great Trey Elling.
Yes.
And what do you call him, Michael Scott?
And Michael Scott.
And then RBKD this afternoon. We'll win those Longhorn tickets. The Randall's ticket window will open at 3 o'clock today. Be listening for that. Have a wonderful Thursday. We'll talk to you on a Friday, 6 a.m., every hour podcast at hornfm.com.